This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, Giant fans. Welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name's Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the Biz, and nobody beats the Red Sox. Chris Bisignano, baby.
Chris. Well, I think the Rays are going to say something about that next week.
Well, listen, this week. Before we get into it, I know that all of the Giant Insider listeners who are Red Sox, and I'm sure Mets fans, are extremely happy today. So, one game playoff. There you go, Chris. Congrats, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you, bro. Look, nice. Yeah. Glad for them. You know, we'll move on and play the tough Rays team. And not expect much, but we'll see what happens. You know, it's good. I just think some of you fan base there kind of stuck in the 70s and 80s and early 90s. New York Post coming out about beating them up again. Like, what are you talking about?
Chris, that's why I say the Yankee Dallas fan, right? Like, that's that. And look, I'm sure a lot of them are Yankee Giants, Yankees Jets, but there's something about the Yankee fan that does live in the past. I think a lot of Dallas fans do that. And hey, I could admit that. The New York Post was a joke. Let's beat the Reds. Or what is it? Let's beat the Red Sox again. Like, guys, yeah. It's 4-1 in this century. You haven't won shit since 2009.
And the Sox have beaten them 3 times in the playoffs.
Yeah, like you've knocked them out.
I should have won 0-3 too, but.
Yeah, like you've knocked them out every time.
That's why I put that on Twitter. I was like, what the hell? I was waiting too, dude. I saw that picture in the morning. I took a snapshot. I was like, are these guys kidding me? You know, again?
That's stupid.
But whatever. Good. You know, what are you going to do? It happens. Sox got the best of them last night. And it happens.
Boy.
You know,
and how was your golf? How was the golf game yesterday? Was it? Were you
distracted? No, I actually canceled yesterday, Jerry, because it was like raining down here.
Oh, okay.
And I actually canceled.
Nice.
So
real quick, one more thing on the game. For the somebody put it out, and it's such an accurate statement. The most valuable franchise in sports to have John Sterling do games. It's such an embarrassment as it is, but the Giancarlo Stanton single. The call for that was such a disgrace. I would have fired him this morning.
I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't even hear
Chris, it is high, it is far, it is gone. And Stanton standing on first. And Sterling asks out loud, what did I do wrong? And it is so embarrassing to have him anyway. I can't, like, listen, man, I'm a Giants fan. Madden Summerall, like, that's my kind of announcer. Bob Shepard, not only like the third down guy, I just like the guy who calls the game.
Right.
But for Sterling to act the way he does all the time, I can't stand the guy. And last night, he embarrassed himself so badly. You got to listen to it when you get a chance. If you guys haven't, just tweet John Sterling. It's so embarrassing.
Well, it's still not going to be as embarrassing as Stanton standing at home plate and then having to be on first base, no?
Because
he thought it was gone.
Right. You know? And kids asking me, why is he on first? And I said, well, because he's a baseball player. They don't usually run. But anyway.
Because he pimped it. He should have told it.
Yeah. Well, real quick, another point. Longtime listener, Booker Daniels, his buddy Jay was in the hospital. Just want to update you guys. We mentioned him a few weeks ago. He was discharged, continuing treatment at home. His transplant continues to graft, and he thanks us for the encouragement. You know what, Booker? Thank you and Jay for listening, man. That's great news to hear.
Yep. Congrats, man. Keep getting better.
All right. So before we get to the Giants, well, I guess it's Giants Cowboys, but
You know what? Look at Booker's picture too, Jerry. He's got a little bit of that Carl Banks look going on.
A little bit.
Yeah, the glasses looks like.
You know what? Tyler Perry too. Tyler Perry a little bit too.
He's got a little bit of that Banks looking Booker going on. I see that.
Nice, good stuff. All right. So last night before the game, right before the game, I texted you. I was going to stay away from you for about 24 hours, no matter what.
No, I'm not like that.
Dude. I know, but I don't want to bother you.
That's your stuff, bro. I'm not like that.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I was tweeting Giant stuff during a game.
Right, but that's what I said. I texted you like, wow, Jalen Smith. And we got a ton of questions, so we're going to ignore all those questions because I guess we'll address it now. Jalen Smith and then rumor this morning that Stephen Gilmore was going to be let go, but now he's been traded already to the Panthers for a 6th-round pick. So, Chris, Jalen Smith, a Golden Domer, a guy you're in love with, is now a free agent. What do you got?
Yeah. Well, look, Jalen had 2 unbelievable years in Dallas. Not crazy about the way he looked last year against the run. And then this year, he loses a lot of snaps, not playing many snaps, kind of fell out of favor with what Quinn wants to do. Look, Jerry, to me, he's a natural 4-3 guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's really a fit here. Now, that being said, is he better than Reggie Ragland? Is it Tate Crowder's? So, you know, kind of like what I said last night, Jerry. You know, if you could take a flyer on him and the cost, you know, it's cost prohibitive and all that, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
You take a look at him. I personally don't think the Giants will. I was there this morning. I didn't hear any buzz like that around the building. Doesn't mean it can't happen. I'm just saying I really haven't heard anything about that yet. I just don't think he's a fit what Graham wants to do either. You know, so we'll see what Jalen. He'll get swooped up quick by somebody, no question. But, you know, for a guy who I loved, you know, Jerry, I still do. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, last year I just wasn't crazy. The way he looked, especially against the run. And I just don't think this defense is really a fit, that much of a fit for what he wants to do. But, Jerry, like I just said, if the price is right, is it worth the flyer, dude? Absolutely. You know, absolutely. So we'll see.
When I saw he was released, I thought to myself, well, if Chris wants him, he's going to be in Gettleman's office tomorrow. Like, I just, that's the kind of guy, Golden Domer, like linebacker that you love. Like, well, if he still has game left, he's either going to be asking seven questions of Joe Judge about it, or just breaking down the door at Gettleman's office and holding Gettleman hostage until he signs him. So,
well, I was with Judge this morning, and you know better than even it. Like, even if that came up, you'd be like, "Oh no, no, we'll have to look at everything." You know, he'll give the standard answer. You're not going to get an answer.
Right.
You're going to have to go to, you know, hopefully somebody close to the situation tells you, "Hey, Chris, listen, I heard this. You know, this and that." But nothing yet, anyway. So, but the other guy, Gilmore, Jerry, I thought Carolina stole him. Sixth round pick.
We play them in a few weeks.
You know, so I thought they stole him. I mean, totally. Gilmore could still play.
Yeah.
He didn't have the best, you know, he didn't have a Gilmore type year last year, but the guy could still play. You know, they've been out there getting corners since they lost J.C. Horn, that team, you know. So they got C.J. Henderson last week. He got burned by Cooper. I guess they said, enough for C.J. Henderson. And they went out and got Gilmore now. So, but like you just said, you know, Giants will be seeing these guys in a few weeks, like 3 weeks, right? So, and you're probably going to be seeing Gilmore opposite of Galladay a lot in that one, dude.
Yeah, man, exactly. All right, so guys, there were 75 out of the 88 questions you sent in. I think 75 were concerning Jalen Smith and Gilmore.
Oh, really?
Consider them answered. Yeah, there were a lot. Not 75, but there were a lot about Jalen Smith. And everybody's smart. Like, podcast listeners are awesome. They put the connection together right away. They're like, oh my God, Golden Domer, Chris, do we want him or not? And by the way, kudos to you guys messaging us about the congrats to the Red Sox to Chris. I thought that was cool. Very nice.
Yeah. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Yeah.
A lot of love. A lot of love for the Red Sox.
Yeah. It was a lot of loving. People will question why I put Alex Cora was a king buffoon on Twitter.
I agreed with you when they did that. If you're a Yankee fan, you're happy they pulled him.
Right, folks, you know, we're not going to get into too much because we're talking Giant football. But all I can tell you is that I watch mostly all these damn games. Yeah. And believe me, Alex could get a little annoying with some of his moves. But it worked out. Jerry, and one little thing. Let's talk some Giant stuff. Yeah. Andrew Thomas, they had a noticeable limp.
Yeah, I didn't like seeing that tweet.
Yeah, and I just got the injury report, and he is on an injury report. You know, we'll see. I mean, I think he'll play, Jerry, but it came out of nowhere. Needless to say, it came out of nowhere.
Was that what that beep was just now, the buzz?
It was the buzz, yes.
That is up to the second updates, baby.
Yes.
Like, the phone buzz that you're like, I just have the injury report. This just in.
So the Giants, look, I was there this morning. They had a little light walkthrough for like an hour.
Yeah.
And that was it. But Andrew was down for, you know, DNP for did not practice.
Yeah.
With Slayton, Peppers, you know, and Shep, and I see Caden Smith's on there, Lennon Williams, which is new.
Yeah.
But I saw Lenny running, Leo running, I should say, so I wouldn't worry about that either. So, but we'll see. He did have a limp. Thomas, no question, he had a noticeable limp. And obviously, he aggravated something going on with his foot, which of course we all know he had surgery on, you know. So something. Worth watching a little bit, Jerry, you know, because that foot definitely hampered a lot of the things he wanted to do last season. Kid's off to a great start. I think we pointed it out numerous times, and hopefully his foot doesn't hamper him a little bit, you know, so we'll see.
Yeah, lots of goodwill around Andrew Thomas. You don't want to see him suffer a setback because he's been incredible so far this season, like you said, through four games. All right, let's get into Dallas a bit, dude. We felt really good about beating New Orleans on Monday, at least. You predicted it. I didn't think it was going to happen. A lot of goodwill coming off the weekend, and we said, all right, we'll get into Dallas Wednesday. Well, Wednesday's here. How do you feel about it right now, Chris, overall?
Mm.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too good. Look, I'm not feeling good about it because until the defense proves, Jerry, they could get, you know, they could play a little ball.
Yep.
I can't feel good about it. I'm sorry, because you look at Dallas and what they're doing in offense. And, Jerry, these guys up front are just destroying people. They're just blowing open holes. Zeke is running phenomenal, running hard, hitting a hole.
Yeah.
Tony Pollard has given him a lot of good balls behind Zeke. Obviously, you know, we know what Cooper could do. They're really getting Dalton Schultz involved. He's got like 20 catches on 22 targets in four games.
Looks good, too. Yeah.
You know, CeeDee Lamb, a quiet last game, but we all know what CeeDee Lamb could do. Dak has been playing phenomenal. You know, he's got plenty of time to throw the ball. I think they've only given up four sacks. I could be wrong in that. In four games. Yeah. So, you know, you're looking at a Giants defense that not really getting to the quarterback. You know, not getting many pressures.
Can't stop the pass.
You know, not playing well in the back end.
Right.
Last week they gave up 120 yards to Kamara. Mm. And now you got Zeke and Pollard coming at him. So, to me, Jerry, they're going to have to show everybody, like, hey, we're going to start playing some D now. We're going to improve on this. The tackling, right, Jerry? We talked about it Monday, how horrific it was.
Yeah.
So, I can't see it. To me, the way the Giants have to win this game is outscoring them, be a plus two in the turnover department, you know, smack them in the face a little bit, get some stops, you know what I mean? Because on the other side of the ball, Jerry, I think the Giants offense could do a lot of things, dude.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
You mentioned Kamara, 120 on the ground, overall 170, right, with Hill. Like, I'm saying it's even worse than we thought. I mean, I agree with you. Everything you said on defense, when you know – sounds funny, but we don't have a pass rush. You can't stop the pass, and you're not good against the run right now. Well, what the hell is Dallas going to do to us? Like, they are loaded, and you're mentioning guys like Schultz, and he's having a good year, but what's he there? He's got to be their fifth option, right, on offense, right? And they're getting him the ball, right?
Well, they're getting him the ball, yeah. You know, and even as you know, even with Gallup out, Cedric Wilson, you know, big touchdown last week. He's playing well out of the slot. Times, you know, they move Cooper and Lamb around slot outside, but. But, Jerry, the offensive line is where it goes. You know, I mean, these guys up front, man. You know, Tyron Smith, the left tackle, right? Jerry, I'm, like, waiting for him to get old.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
I'm watching. Yeah, right. I'm watching him. If so, it's going to be Zach Martin. You know, right?
I was going to ask your thoughts on Zach Martin. You like him?
I mean, you know, yeah, I like him a little bit. So, I mean, I'm looking at Smith. I'm watching him. I think I saw two Dallas games so far out of four, and watching the other ones on tape, and like, this guy's playing at a Pro Bowl, all pro level, you know?
Yes.
Zach Martin misses the first game because of COVID against Tampa. He comes back, and Zach looks better than ever. These guys are, the weak link of the line is the center. You remember old Badass, Tyler Badass, the guy who came up in the draft a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Biderez is, I think you pronounce it Biderez.
I think it's Biadish.
Biadish, yes, you're right. Thank you, Jerry.
That's all right.
Biadish, he's struggled at times, but.
Yeah.
So they lose Collins to a suspension, a right tackle. They put Steele in there, and Steele's playing well.
Right.
Connor Williams is playing well. These guys. Man, it really, they're just destroying people. I mean, that was a pretty good Carolina defense, front four last week.
Pushed them around.
And they were just blowing them up at times, Jerry, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what the hell are they going to do to our guys, especially with Blake done for the year? I mean.
And you bring up a good point. Dak has been accurate, right? The Dallas line seems to be good for the last 30 years, for the most part. This line's playing really well. Tyron Smith is a future Hall of Famer. Zach Martin probably is as well. But to me, dude, Dak Prescott, who I never was a big fan of, I would always say, yeah, he's all right, but he's not that accurate. Yeah, well, I don't know what happened, but he's extremely accurate now. He's got all the time in the world. He's got a running game. I got to give him credit. I was never a Dak guy, but, man, has he looked good this year, dude.
Yeah, and he'll hurt you with his legs, too. You know, if he's got nothing in that – You know, if he's got nothing, he'll take off with it. You know,
yeah.
So a very tough offer. Now, on the other side of the ball, you look at their defense. And I got to be honest with you. Thank God. I thought Jerry Jones was going to go to the end of the earth to try to get Stephen Gilmore. I really did.
Yeah.
But he winds up in Carolina. Thank God. Right?
Oh, you tweeted that. Right. I saw that before.
Right. So,
yeah.
You know, they're giving up. There's open spots all over this defense.
Yeah.
Sam Donald killed him with his legs last week. DJ Moore destroyed him in the secondary.
Yeah.
Look, they got Diggs going on. The second-year kid, Diggs. He's got 5 picks. A couple of nice luck, fortunate bounces. You know, mm-hmm. It's not like he's jumping routes over 5. It's not. You got to look at the interceptions. But he's playing good ball. Yeah. So they get like 50% of completion rate on him. But Anthony Brown on the other side, he can't cover me. Okay. Jordan Lewis is really struggling in the slot. I mean, you know, they're having a problem stopping the run. Now, they are getting some pressures because some guy named, I think you might know who this guy is, Micah Parsons, Jerry.
Oh, God.
You know, I mean, Micah Parsons is doing it all for them right now. He leads them with sacks, quarterback hits, pressures. They're lining him up. First few games, yeah, they kind of use him as defensive end a lot. He had his hand in the ground and all that. Now he's lining up on the outside. He's lining up, you know, he's lining up on the A and B guy. They're lining him up all over now, you know, so. He's doing a good job for them, Jerry. Obviously, we all knew how talented he was, right?
Well,
Jerry,
whoever the ultimate decision maker was on Kadarius Toney this week, if it was Gettleman or Judge, they should be like, Jason, Kadarius Toney this week gets 27 targets. I don't want to hear about Micah Parsons after right. That game's over.
Right. So now you look at Micah and you say, okay, you know what? Let's run at this kid.
Yeah.
I noticed a little bit at the point of attack. He's struggling a bit, but he's really helping in a pass rush. And Jerry, do you remember the UCLA draft pick? I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his name.
Odigizua, the brother.
Odigizua?
Yeah, his brother. We had his brother.
You remember we drafted.
Yeah, his brother sucked.
Right. He
drafted Owamabe.
Right. The one who really didn't feel like he was into it. Remember those
things? He was like, yeah, I don't really want to play football anymore.
Right. Well, his brother now.
Yeah, he was my mock in the 6th round to the Giants, and they took him in the Dallas took him, I think, in the 4th.
Right. So, no, wait a minute. Our draft pick?
I mocked him, I'm saying. I mocked him to the Giants. Right. This guy. The guy that Dallas took.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
6th. And I said, don't go by his brother. This kid's better.
Right. Well, it's not even a comparison. I mean, this kid is playing really good ball for them up front.
Yeah.
I think he's second on the team in pressure, as a matter of fact. I could be wrong with that. And Randy Gregory, you know, the old veteran, he's coming up for 2-sack game. And so they're getting some pressures now. They're getting to the quarterback a little bit, you know, which they better, Jerry, because the back end it's really garbage. Struggles in coverage.
Not good, right. You know? I was going to say Diggs is by far their best.
You know, by far. It's not even close. Yeah. You know, and their linebackers, they go with the one back, a lot of Van Der Esch. And then Mike plays that linebacker role and he'll go down the fence. And Dan Quinn's doing all kinds of stuff with them, being very aggressive. I thought Dan Quinn last week, they were up by 2 touchdowns in the 4th quarter, was way too aggressive. You know, he was still sending 5-6 guys and it wound up burning him. I mean, DJ Moore, 2 touchdowns in the 4th quarter, actually made it a game,
Yeah.
So it's going to be opportunities. Daniel's legs, Jerry, they're going to have opportunities for Daniel to run there's going to be opportunities for Daniel to take off. Either zone reads, cover it off. It breaks down up front, the pocket, because Donald really hurt them on the ground last week. So it's going to be – so, Jerry, you look at the game, and it's going to be a game where – what was the Eli game years ago, Jerry, when they won like 35-33? Remember that game? They had outscored them. And was it the first game ever in the stadium, Jerry?
Yeah, it was 2009.
Was that the first game Eli wrote on a wall after the game?
Yes.
And you wanted to take any pot shots at Eli while we're at it, Jerry?
No, but real quick, Lisa and Tom going at it.
Yeah, furious for you. Like, not just furious for you.
Guys, all I said, I gave Daniel Jones a compliment about his accuracy. As I stare at 7 pictures of Eli autographed in my basement, like act like I burned this guy at the stake.
Jerry,
you guys, holy crap.
People are just fed up with you taking shots at 10.
You know what? That's fine. That's fine. Lisa, Tom, love you guys, but Jesus.
Lisa and Tom are just fed up, Jerry. They're just fed up with you constantly taking your little pot shots at Eli, okay?
But it was 2009, I believe, that game where Eli
the stadium opened.
Eli, that night, as he usually was, the best I've ever seen.
All right. Well, I think you're just trying to recover a little bit now. Try to get on a good side of Lisa and Tom. But anyway, let's get back to the facts. So I think the Giants and Daniel, they're going to have to put up a 30 spot, at least a 28 spot, Jerry. Get some turnovers. That's how I see they have to win this game. And
Because, and they should, right, Chris?
What?
They should be able to do that, no?
Well, we'll see, Jerry. Yeah. Oh, you mean the offense? Oh, the offense should.
Yeah,
yes, no, Jerry.
The offense. Yeah, I'm not saying
yes,
they should win.
Yes, I'm worried, Jerry. I'm worried about the defense, bro.
Yeah, I'm worried. We're going to lose like 52-43.
You know, you just see so much about the out there, the media, whatever it might be, about Daniel, Jason Garrett. Guys, folks, the defense is the problem here.
It's right. It's not even close.
We're not losing 16, 13 games. Right, the right. Defense is the problem.
Right.
And now you're going against one of the best offenses in football, and the defense has shown nothing.
Nothing.
That no signs of saying, okay, you know what? It took four games. We're going to hold these guys at 20, 360 yards. We're going to start getting this thing going. No signs of it. Yeah. You know, except Dory Jackson today, you know, oh, you're going to build off maybe, you know, the two stops in the fourth quarter and all. Yeah, well, you know, we feel pretty good about it. You know, okay, well, we'll see, Jerry.
Who are you covering, Dory?
You know, we'll see, you know. So, you know, and it's not like we're looking at, you know, Bradbury hasn't been that good.
No, he hasn't.
You know, and you know, you talk about the interception last week. Yeah, but Taysom Hill underthrew him. You know?
Oh, big time.
The throw.
Big you know, time. So. That was a terrible throw. If Winston's in, that's a touchdown probably.
Probably is, man. So, I mean, there's nobody making really impact. You know, you're going to need some impact plays here, force and turn, like Leo. And how about Lorenzo Carter show up with a couple of sacks? What do you think, Jerry?
Can we, oh, that's much I mean, my God, it's about time if he does. Come on, you
know,
Lorenzo.
I mean, you know, Aziz, hopefully Aziz could do some things. But, you know, so – Dexter, guess you know maybe some of those pressures. How about a drop on Dak? You know, because dude, if he's gonna sit back there, like Winston did, you know, of course. Don't get me wrong, James was they were in a lot of second and shorts, third and shorts too. You know, which changes everything. But that's what you. I mean, the way Zeke's running, that's what you're looking at this week, Jerry. A lot of to me, it's gonna be a lot of second and shorts, third and shorts. Yeah. You know, and it changes everything. Did you gotta get them in the third and five pluses? You know, so.
Yeah.
Dude,
I mean, if I'm Graham, I sell out against the run and just, you know, I know they have a million weapons in the receiving game, but just stop one aspect of this team. Like,
pick your poison, right?
Right, right. Stop the run, and then your secondary should be stronger than the front seven anyway. I know they're not right now, but that's it. Pick your poison, like you said.
Yeah. So, like you said, let's see what Graham comes up with. But guys got to stop beating guys up front. It's a real tough line. But Austin Johnson's, the Leo Williams. Dexter's, you know, they got to win these battles up front, Jerry, against these real, you know, real talented offensive line, man. And I'm sorry to say, but I just don't see it, dude. I just don't see it happening. But that's why you played them.
I'll ask you another question about Dallas. Maybe it's a little unfair because there's no way of knowing this, but it's just a hypothetical. Do you think there's anything to Jalen Smith being kind of very popular in that locker room and now he's gone and it's a big loss for them or no? Is that just more theatrics and for the movies?
I think that's more for the press clippings and headlines, Jerry. Yeah. You know, there's a reason. Look, he really wasn't playing that well. He really wasn't fit. Micah Parsons kind of ruined him. I mean, you know, they looked at it like, okay, he's expendable, you know. Try to clear up some space down the line, you know, cap thing. And, you know, I don't think the play, you know, look, Jerry, players know this is a business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that mean they're happy with it? Like you said, he was a popular dude in the locker room. Does that mean they're happy? Well, probably not. But they also know it's a business, Jerry. So it's not going to affect the locker room any like that. You know, and you know what, Jerry? We don't even know. Who knows? Maybe something was going on with Smith in the locker room or maybe with Quinn and whatever the hell it was. But they all seemed to be saying nice things about him today, which I'm sure just didn't work out for them. They wanted to move into another direction. You know, so we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. But. It's not like I look at that right now, watching Dallas's defense, what they've done the first four games, what Dan Quinn is doing, Jerry. It's not like I look at that and go, oh, man, this defense is going to be affected this week. You know, nah, he wasn't really a big part of it, what they were doing, dude. The youngsters are.
Yeah.
The young kids are that, the draft picks, the Golsons even coming on. Now, I mean, their draft class, Jerry, these kids, there's four of them contributing, you know, on this defense. Two of them. Big time with the guy.
The linebacker, I think, was a fifth-round pick, and he's going to be replacing him, right?
He's going to start working his way in, Jabril Cox.
Yes, right, right.
You know, he's going to start working his way in now, which I love that kid in LSU too, man. There was another kid I loved, but he's going to work his way in. But they got a lot of problems on the defensive side of the ball, Jerry. You know, they got a lot of problems, and this will be another game where Daniel could do a lot of things, man. You know, and by the way, Daniel, NFC offensive play of the week.
I know. Unbelievable.
So good for Daniel. You know, we asked him today about that and gave the typical Daniel answer, you know, well, it's a team thing. And, you know,
just learning from the best, Joe Judge.
Right. So
give them nothing, Daniel.
Right. Everything's team. Don't be happy. No. That's not true. So. But Daniel's Daniel. You know, Daniel just shows one side of himself to us. You know, he very rarely shows another side of himself, you know, so.
Yep. All right, dude.
How you feeling about Dallas?
I'm getting more excited as the week goes on. And here's the beauty, one more time, about Red Sox-Yankees. When that game was over.
How the hell are Red Sox-Yankees going to do this?
I'll give you my mindset, my psychosis. When the Red Sox-Yankees was over, I turned it off, and it was almost like it never happened. It was almost like that button in Men in Black when you just, oh, wait, what happened? When the Giants lose, it just lasts. And I know, like, I expect less of the Giants than I would the Yankees. I just, it's such a love that when they lose, it lingers for 3-4 days. So this win, I'm getting more and more excited as the week goes on. I don't feel good about the game, but I'm excited that this isn't the 78 Steelers we're playing. So there's always a chance.
Oh, absolutely there's a chance. Oh, right. Jerry, absolutely, dude. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just because I'm saying I don't feel it's going to work out.
Me neither.
Dude, I mean, absolutely it could go. And who the hell are the Cowboys? First of all, you start smacking them in the mouth a little bit. They'll start backing down the Cowboys. It's the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know.
But I'm getting more excited. And I, as the game gets closer by what? 4:14 on Sunday, I'll say, I think we're going to win this game. So it's just a constant, absolutely, the same cycle every week, Chris.
Right. And everybody should be feeling, hey, we're going to go into Dallas and win this damn game. Right?
Yes.
Well, me and you are in the media business of predictions. Chris, what do you think? Jerry, right. What do you think? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I'm just giving our feelings about, well, how we think the game is going to turn out. You know, just like when people thought I was an insane lunatic last week. You know, if you go with the Giants this week, they'll think you, maybe a lot of people think you're an insane lunatic this week, you know, but just giving your opinions on what we think is going to happen and, how we think the result's going to be. That's all.
Yep.
So.
Good stuff. All right, guys, we'll be back in 1 minute. Here is a message from our sponsor, manscaped.com. Be right back. Attention Giant Insider podcast listeners and buffoons all the way from Australia to the swamps of Jersey. Guys, do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at... Folks, let me tell you about Eufy Video Lock. It's so easy to install, even a Philly fan can do it. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver and no drilling is required. You get keyless entry, so there's no more fumbling for the keys when your hands are full. And never worry about the kids losing the keys or passing them among the renters. You have 0.3-second fingerprint recognition and 1-second unlocking. With an AI self-learning chip embedded, the more you use it, the more accurate it will be. And there's no more battery anxiety. You get a rechargeable battery that could last around 4 months. And you'll get low battery notifications before it runs out. You get passcode unlocking and a remote control with 2K clear sight, so you can see who's at your door and control it from anywhere through the app. With enhanced night vision, you can have an optimized view even in the evening. You can secure your package delivery by the view and with two-way audio. And more good news, folks. With the Eufy Video Lock, there is no monthly fee. So unlike other brands that charge that monthly fee, you can have your recordings locally and never have to pay for storage. Eufy's customer support is on standby for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, which is all backed by their professional customer service team. You can contact them anytime by telephone, email, or live chat. Folks, I absolutely love the Eufy Video Lock. It has made my life so much easier. Like when I'm lying in a recliner and a Philly fan or a Dallas fan comes to my door, I don't have to do a thing. I can just sit there and watch it on my phone. I don't have to answer the door. So that's Eufy Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Eufy Video Lock. Thank you, folks. Manscaped have the solution for you with their fourth generation and brand new lawnmower 4.0. Kick those pubes to Philly, Washington, or Dallas. Just get them the hell out of East Rutherford with the Performance Package 4.0. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for Giant Sundays by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20, FANSIDED20. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which I even use on my bald head, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your gear. This fourth generation trimmer also features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch, can engage a travel lock, and it is even waterproof. The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 4,000K LED spotlight that you can turn on and off when needed for a more precise shave throughout your Cover 2 defense. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Are you kidding me? This nose and ear and hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those oh-so-delicate places. Don't forget to use the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and their Crop Reviver to help your special teams be on their A-game. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. For a clean Cover 3, your balls will thank you. And we're back. Anything else about Dallas that we want to cover before we get to questions and then predictions, which, by the way, last week was a bloodbath. I mean, I'm going to have to start. We're going to have to start adding points to this so I could catch up. But
like a handicap?
Oh, my God, dude.
Was it bad? I don't even know. Oh, I have no idea. I promise you, I have no idea.
You went up four more.
Wow.
I mean, it's like it's an eight-game swing, and we're in week five.
Holy, this is becoming like a Red Sox beatdown of the Yankees now.
Yeah, and also like when Washington plays. No,
you go to start gambling already in week five.
No, what I'm saying is like a lot of times I go by who I'm rooting outside of the Giants. I go by who I'm rooting for. So like when Washington's playing Atlanta, you're like, yeah, Washington will win. I'm like, nah, I like Atlanta. I'm knowing that Washington's probably going to take them. But anyway, I can't blame that all the time because the other games you win. So yeah, you're gonna have to start giving me points. Anyway, anything else with the Cowboy game, bud?
No, that's it. Like just basically explain. I just think they're gonna have to win a pretty high scoring game. Yeah. Be a plus two in the turnovers.
Yeah,
and that'll be that's how the formula is gonna be needed to win this game, Jerry.
Yeah,
in my opinion. So
yep. First one, Giants fan VT. I guess that's Vermont. Hey, guys, love the pod. Huge fan. Too busy to send something in. On the play was the play. Oh, my God, dude. Love you, but you gotta proofread a little. On the play that Barkley scored in overtime, a similar play they didn't execute 2 weeks prior against Washington where the hole was open. If they get a first down, they beat Washington. Was that a similar play call? Like the one you pointed out on one of the big Tuesdays. No? Okay.
No, this one, they pulled Brennison on the one. It's the one I put on video.
Yes.
They pulled Brennison in that one. This one against the Saints was just a straight gap run. Hernandez got his guy, Solder got his guy, and he hit the hole and went in.
You're coming off a little like Sean McVay there, buddy.
Really?
I mean, you're sitting there staring at me. You call me the Rain Man. I mean, you're almost like you're in a trance. For those of you who can't see him,
I was envisioning the hole opening. I was envisioning the plays.
You're pretty glazed over going.
I was envisioning the play. That's why.
I was almost looking behind me like, wow, is there someone here? This is awesome. Tony Corbisiero, relative of Chris's. Hey, guys, love the show. Any update on Aaron Robinson and Ellerson Smith and what kind of impact they could have when they come back?
Oh. Aaron Robinson, don't look for him till around Thanksgiving. Right. I saw Aaron today. He's not even in uniform. He's still, working on the side.
Right.
So don't look for him till like around Thanksgiving time. And who? Oh, Ellison Smith. I think a few more weeks with him too.
Okay.
But he's much closer than Aaron Robinson. Much closer.
Mark Bon Jovi, cousin to John. Chris, in the last two games, are you seeing defenses prepared for the read option considering we've barely seen it run after the success we had against Washington?
Good question. Well, what was the game against Atlanta? Well, nah. I mean, They ran into some key situations. They ran into last week a few times. You know, not as much, not as successful, but teams are always going to adjust to it after what he did against Washington. They're always going to start looking for more. But Daniel ran it a few times last week. Kind of the thing with Daniel with that play, Jerry, is that it seems like when he runs in early in the game, if he gets plus yardage, Jerry, it seems like he gets more into it. You know,
yeah, absolutely like right.
He gets into that flow, Daniel. When he busts like a 12-yard or 20-yard zone read run, right?
Yeah, when he runs a 20, like here comes a 50.
right. So, but you know what? You know, teams are very cognizant of it now, dude. I mean, you know, they see it on film. They know it's part of the arsenal. You know, so doesn't mean it can't be successful, can't execute it. But teams, you know, they're very aware of it, man. It's not going to be as easy.
I got to read this from Kyle Johnson. It's not really a question, but listen, Kyle.
Giants suck. Next question.
Well, that's the thing. Last night, I think the Red Sox went up 2-0. Kyle Johnson's like, congrats on the win, Chris. Kyle, I'm just going to say this out loud.
Did he? I missed it. I didn't see that.
Kyle, if I'm in a foxhole, you're like 99 out of 100 guys I'm picking with me.
Kyle will be bailing out of there quick.
I love the kid, but jeez. Yeah, his question is, why are the Yankees below? Fire Boone immediately. Also, will the defense stop a nosebleed this weekend and play like garbage still? I don't know, Kyle. You're awesome, buddy. Don't ever change.
So when it was 2-0, Kyle gave, he threw the towel in? That was it?
I think he wrote, congratulations on a win, Chris. And I was like,
I didn't see that. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess Kyle doesn't know about our bullpen very much.
I was like, is this reverse psychology or what?
No, that's just Kyle. You know that. We know him better than that, Jerry. You know that's just him.
100% it's him. Oh, Kyle, you're awesome. John N., hey, fellas. Sorry, Jerry. I love you, but this one's for Chris. I know you guys have spoken about McKinney not playing well so far. What's going on with
him? No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I just said he's not having the impact I thought he would.
Well, he said, what's going on? Is it technique, confidence? Was looking for him to have a breakout season.
Yeah, no, he's playing at high safety all the time, man. You know, and he's just not making impact plays yet. He almost did, what was it, week one, Jerry? He almost had that pick. Remember you jumped the
– Yes.
He almost had that pick. I think it was week one,
right?
Yeah,
he smacked it away. Yeah,
almost had that one pick.
He came over and helped out Darnay Holmes.
Yeah, he's playing a lot of high – you know, he's playing a lot of high safety, that center field type look.
Yeah.
He's just not making impact plays yet, but I didn't say he was playing bad. I just said he's not making the impact that I thought he would. But it's still early, brother. It's only game – it's game five Sunday.
Chuck Lustig. What are the top three questions if Rudolph does not recover the Saquon fumble? When does Gettleman get fired? When does Jason Garrett go? Yeah, you know the guys. Yeah, Chuck, you know the answers to these questions. You know, it's all hell's breaking loose. If although the defense could have stopped them there, but yeah, I get it, dude. Pretty funny.
Yeah, but you know what, Jerry, the Giants deserved a little bit of a break.
Yes, they did.
They deserve some good luck there. I get it. I know what he's saying, but you know what? You know, a little offside or not offside by Dex, that's a win. You know, it turns out it blows up in their face, you know.
Yeah.
The Atlanta game, you know, some things going on there, you know. So I felt that was the Giants deserved that little bounce there their way, you know.
Yep. That's a nice philosophical way of looking at it, dude. Good job.
Well, thank you very much.
The Fighting Joe, you would have thought the Red Sox won, you would have thought the Yankees won last night, the way I'm in such a good mood. The Fighting Joe Judges, which is more electric? Great questions here, two of them. Kadarius Toney or the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0? Real question. How much of a lack of edge pass rush is due to Patrick Graham wanting to contain quarterbacks?
How much is the what, Jerry? I'm sorry.
How much is a lack of the edge pass rush due to the fact that Graham wants to contain the quarterbacks?
No, I don't see that. I just see guys not beating their guys up front. Stretch. They're not beating their guys up front.
We would love to say that we really have the talent to do it.
I wish they were rushing three and floating that fourth guy like a spine, like, you know, mirroring the line of scrimmage. But no, we haven't played Russell Wilson and, anything like that. So no, they're just not getting there. Even the Giants have blitzed, I think, 27% of the time, Jerry. 27% of the time, which is up there, right?
Yeah, that's pretty high.
And they're still not really getting there.
No, you see them just run into people. They run into the blocks. That's it. So. Once in a while, you'll see Peppers break through and almost get there. That's it. Other than that, Mad Storgard. Let me see where he's from. He's from, I think he's overseas. Denmark. Yeah, baby. Hey, guys, you doing an awesome job with the podcast. Great stuff. Thanks, bud. Do you think the Giants finally give Carter Coughlin some more time against Dallas this week? Now we need a few sacks. We know we need a few sacks to beat him. Is this the week that we see Carter Coughlin in there, Chris?
Well, I asked somebody about that today, and I will put it on Twitter as soon as I find out during the week. I asked somebody today about what's up with Coughlin. Why is he not getting more snaps? The kid flashed in preseason, the A-gaps, you know, like playing the inside, all that. Last year, obviously, he flashed a little bit, and the person came back and says, I'm going to find that out from Judge. All what's right. going on with
that,
him? So
that wasn't, we don't talk before. That wasn't even a setup.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even a setup. So, you know, hopefully I'll find out some things of what's going on exactly with Carter Coughlin. Maybe he's not practicing well during the week, now, whatever it might be. But we'll try to find out, you know, because I think a lot of people are interested, like, why are we not giving this kid some more? You know, we're not getting there. We got six sacks in four games. Last week was not good, right?
Right.
This kid did flash in the preseason. Yeah. He did, you know, it's not like
last year.
I was just going to say, it's not like he hasn't played in a game, a regular season game. He played last year. Why isn't this kid getting a little more of a look? You know, so we'll try to find out what the hell's going on.
Just Joe at surfin_392, Joe from North Wildwood. Is it too late to deal Evan Engram? No, it's never too late, Joe. It's just a matter of what will we get for him.
Is it too late to deal him? No.
Trading almost deadline? Like, would anybody want him?
Oh, trust me. Somebody will trade a 6 or 7 for him. No question.
There will be a coach who says, I can make it work, Joe.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. Yeah. Perry Feliciano, Chris, your GM of our beloved Giants, and you get offered a third round pick for a package of Peppers, Engram, and Slayton. Are you doing it?
For a third round pick?
Yeah.
No.
He says he would do a second for that.
I would do a second for it.
There you go. So you guys agree? Good.
Me and Carrie agree.
Yeah, he says he asked for third, but then second. From Madi at Madi_Swayze. Chris, can you make sure the Giants to go back to that boring vanilla playbook? Not a fan of the red clapper, but he called a great game Sunday. Any chance we take a flyer on Jalen Smith? We asked that already. Love you guys. Chris and Jerry, hashtag Giant family. Just wanted to read that out. Here we go. Frank Ciotto, who hasn't chimed in a while. Frank, not sure if you've been listening or not, but we expect a little more from you, buddy. My fascination with Chris's relationship with Will Hernandez continues. Is Will Hernandez's improvement changing Chris's opinion about him? Hashtag buffoon crew, hashtag not a relative.
Well, Will has played well at times, and at other times, he's been all right. No, my opinion hasn't changed. I like Will. I think he's a decent player. He's done some good things. Last week, pointed out last week, he out in space on screens. He did a hell of a job, you know. But I just would not – I don't think he's a second contract guy. And he definitely, without question, Frank, without question, hasn't played like a high second-round pick.
Well, I was going to ask you that. That was the next question. I was going to follow up with that. If he continues to play the rest of the games the way he is now,
okay,
for the basis of continuity,
mm-hmm,
I think I would lean towards signing him to a second contract.
And then, then it comes down to numbers.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that the way you feel? Right.
Yeah, because we've seen so much turnover. Now, it's been amazing what they've done so far at a left guard. You know, second center we're on already. Nate Solder seems to be working at it right tackle, but... Mm-hmm. You know, what's going to happen to Solder next year? He's probably gone, right?
Oh, he's gone.
Gates, we don't know if he's going to play again.
Isaiah Wilson be sliding there soon.
Right. The left guard, is there a long-term? No.
You know, Jerry, I agree with you, brother. A nice contract that works for both sides, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I love Will and pass pro. I love Will and pass pro, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I would not have it. Look. Let me rephrase what I was saying a little bit. I don't think Will should get a second contract, right, Jerry? Me, personally. Mm-hmm. But if they did give him a second contract, Jerry, a 3-year deal, mm-hmm, 4-year deal, whatever it might be, at obviously numbers that work for both parties, right?
Right.
I wouldn't have a problem with it, Jerry. It's not like I'm sitting here like, do not give that guy a second cut. That guy stinks. Get him out of the building. Right. You know, no, I'm not like that.
Like it's my attitude towards Evan Engram, Chris.
Right. I mean, like Evan Engram's a guy, in my opinion, right now, he just cannot get a second contract. Right? We know that. Right. Matter of fact, I just wrote an article, right, Jerry? Yeah. I'm sure people are going to start getting it tomorrow, Friday. Yeah. Why they should trade Evan Engram.
Yes.
which probably people will be sending me roses now if they ever found out my address for the next 2 weeks, right?
Well, I put it on the cover. I put it on the cover at the top because I really wanted to drive the point home, Chris.
Okay. I didn't see the cover yet. Okay. So
time to trade Ingram. Yeah, put that at the top, first page.
Okay. So anyway, but so I would look, if the Giants worked with Hernandez, I wouldn't be going crazy about it. He's in that category, Jerry. I wouldn't do it, but if they did it, I'd be like, okay, you know?
Yeah. Let's see. Warriors Nation. When will the Giants give Roche a try, Chris? Do you think that's possible?
Look, he's going to have to do things in practice. You know, listen, this isn't just a matter of, okay, we sign him to the roster, throw him out there. That's not the way it works.
Right.
He has to show he knows what he's doing in practice. Okay, I guess when he gets it, he had like two snaps, I think, Sunday. Who knows, Jerry? Maybe he has a good week of practice. Graham feels he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he gets 10 snaps, 12 snaps Sunday. That's the way it works, dude. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So for Quincy Roche, guys, I know, you know, what was it? University of Miami, right, Jerry, if I remember right? I remember I kind of liked him in college.
Yep.
Right? Hey.
I think he started at Temple, and then he went to Miami.
He went to Temple, he went to Miami. Absolutely, Jerry. Good call. Yeah. He went to Temple, no question. I think 3 years at Temple, right, Jerry? One year in Miami, was it, or something?
Yeah.
I kind of liked him when I saw him in Miami. A little bit, you know. So, but he's got to have a good week of practice, brother. He's got to have these practices Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are huge.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, they're not just out there, you know, all right, let's throw a pass here to Slayton. Let's work on it. It's going to lock him with the, no, you know, you have to know what you're doing out there. You know, so you have to. So, a couple snaps last week. Who knows? Maybe snaps increase this week. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go a couple more. John at Good News 08.
John at Good News 08. I like that.
No, that's not it. Sorry. Oh, here we go. It's Blue Check 4. Blue Hack 4. John was responding to him. With Shelton playing poorly, does Moa have an opportunity to replace him? I know it was preseason, but it seemed like he had a pretty good motor. Thanks, guys.
Which guy? I'm sorry, Jay.
Moa. M-O-A.
Moa, well, he's protected again this week in the practice squad.
It seems like a big jump to make replace Shelton, no?
Not to replace Shelton. I could just see him maybe getting activated this week from the practice squad because they want a little more beef up front against Zeke and those guys.
Right.
But not replace Shelton. But, you know, I mean, Danny Shelton's just like, oh, God. You know, so.
All right, here we go. Hunt for 5. Last question. Chris, great prediction on the game Sunday. I completely agreed with JF, Jerry Foley, and thought it would be an 0-4 start. Other than Daniel and Andrew Thomas, whose performance thus far are you most pleased with, and who are you most disappointed in? # Smith the Golden Domer. # why not, Dave? That's great. So who are you most pleased with, and who are you most disappointed?
I'm disappointed Lorenzo Carter.
Yeah, couldn't agree more, dude. My God.
Disappointed Lorenzo Carter.
Yep.
And am I most pleased with?
Aside from Jones and Thomas.
Aside from Daniel and Thomas, who am I most pleased with?
I'll give you mine.
Good. Go.
Kadarius Toney. Like, I had no expectations. None. I didn't love the draft pick. And then the shoe, COVID, injuries, not playing, Instagramming. I'm like, oh, my God, what did we do? And then last 2 weeks, really, getting the ball in Atlanta. And then last week, I'm most pleased at that. He's an exciting offensive player. So there you go.
Yeah. You know what, Jerry? I think I'll stick to the defensive side of the ball for both. Yeah. I'm going to go with disappointed, low Carter. I'm going to go most pleased with Aziz.
Well, that's a good one.
Because he's a rookie. He's got 3 sacks, you know, and all that. So.
Yeah. Yep. And I'll go with you with Carter as well. I think by far he's my most disappointing player. I mean, Shane Zimmon is too, but I didn't expect as much.
Yeah, he was a lot of low Carter, man.
Right. We talked about Shane Zimmon as maybe being a surprise cut at one point.
Right. Exactly. So. Yeah, but Lorenzo Carter is a guy that's always going to make an impact, and he hasn't done anything in 4 games. I'm sorry, he's just not making an impact.
No, you're right. All right, picks time, baby. Tomorrow night, Rams at Seahawks. Good game.
Good game. I'll go with the Rams, though.
I'll go with you, Rams. Sunday.
You sure?
Sunday. Oh, 9:30 game, baby. Sunday, I love those. I mean, you're talking about football all day. Jets at Falcons. Not the best game at 9:30, but still a game.
Yeah. I'll go with Atlanta in England.
I'll go with the Jets.
There you go.
Yeah, nice. I'll go further behind. Patriots at Texans, 1:00. Patriots, yeah. Boy, they got their guy in Mac Jones, don't they?
Sure looks like it, brother.
Oh, my God. Sure if it wasn't raining, I think they win that game.
Yep.
Lions at Vikings.
Lions at Vikings. Going to go with Minnesota.
Yeah, Vikings at home. 1 o'clock. Eagles at Panthers.
Carolina, brother.
Yeah, baby. It'll be the 1-4 Eagles. That'd be awesome. Saints at Washington.
I'm going to go with Washington again.
I'm going with the Saints. Again, I'm rooting. But I think the Saints come back this week.
Okay. It might be one of those type of years for them, right? Up, down.
Yeah. Titans at the Urban Myers.
Yeah, the disco dancer. I'm gonna go with the Titans to rebound.
What a disaster.
Yeah.
Titans.
I kind of said one done with Urban, and he might not even make one and done.
Dude, he may not make it up to week 8.
I put on Twitter the other day, it might be half year and done.
The disco dancer.
I never heard of a coach.
No.
Never have I ever heard of a coach not flying back with his team. So I thought maybe I was wrong about it. And Tiki Barber said it this afternoon on the radio. He goes, I have never heard of that, Barber said.
That's the insane part, because people are like, well, okay, he was inappropriate. It's between him and his wife. It's no, guys, he didn't fly back on the team flight. It's unheard of.
No, I don't care if he was with 15 porn stars late at night somewhere. I'm talking about the part where he didn't fly back on a plane. That he's out there, he's in a bar hanging out with chicks and dead while his team just lost and his team's flying back to Jacksonville. I never heard of that in my life. I thought maybe I was wrong in that, but Tiki said today, they asked Tiki. He was like, no, I never heard of that. That has never happened to me. I've never heard of that, Tiki said.
It's unbelievable, man.
Woof, really Urban, baby. He's eyeing up that USC job. Don't let him fool you, dude.
Holy cow.
He can't wait to get to freaking Southern California. Don't let him bullshit you. Go ahead.
That's hysterical, dude. Dolphins at Buccaneers. The whole thing. It's crazy.
Incredible. I never seen that.
No, never. Never. The disco. I'm going to say that for the rest of my life. There he is, the disco dancer.
The Plaza Suite dancer.
Dolphins at Bucks. I guess we'll go Bucks.
Yeah, I like the Bucks.
It's not really suspenseful. Packers at Bengals. I'm going to go Bengals at home.
There you go. That'll be another loss for you. I'll go with Green Bay.
Broncos at Steelers. It's over. It's over, Pittsburgh.
I wish I knew if Teddy Bridgewater was playing, but you know what? I'm going to go with the Steelers in this one.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to go Broncos. I think I'm rude. I can't stand the Steelers. 4 o'clock. Bears at Raiders.
Raiders.
Yeah, I think you're right. Raiders too. Browns at Chargers.
Good game, right?
Chargers at home for me.
I love this Charger team, Jerry. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Justin Herbert. Me too. 49ers at Cardinals. Talk about a juggernaut, baby. Ooh.
Oof, man.
Kyler Murray's decent, huh?
I guess Trey Lance will be playing, right? Garoppolo looks like Kyler Murray. I'll go with Arizona.
Yeah, me too. Oh, this is a great one. Sunday night. Bills at Chiefs. Mm. Game of the week.
Yep. That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Buffalo.
I'll go Chiefs at home. But fantasy-wise, for those of you out there who care, I have Mahomes. I'm worried this week.
Do you have a team this year?
I do.
I didn't know you were. I didn't know you were playing this year.
I'm not usually, but I did, and it's a lot of fun. My backup, you know, this is why I shouldn't play fantasy.
Who's your backup?
Daniel Jones. However, this week,
a lot of points for you last week.
Right, this week against Dallas, is that bigger than Mahomes against the Bills defense? It's not unheard of to ask that question.
Yeah, I might have to go with Daniel.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm going to do it. All right. 8:15 Monday night. Colts at Ravens.
Colts at Ravens. Ravens.
All right. Most important game of the week. 4:25 Sunday, October 10th, 2021 AD.
Thank God you clarified AD. I thought maybe Jesus wasn't born yet. Okay.
Giants at Cowboys, Chris. Who you got and what's the score?
What the score? I'm gonna go
for the hell of it.
I'm gonna go with Dallas 34-27.
That's a really good score.
No, it's not. Lost.
Oh no, no, I mean I
know what you're saying.
I'm gonna go Dallas 2 You said 34-27. I'm going to go. I think it might be a little worse. I'm going to go 38-24.
All right. Well,
it'll be close, and then they pull away. And
if they scored 38 on the Giants, which is very a distinct possibility, I'm going to tell Patrick Graham, dude, Pat, put the weight back on.
Yeah, right, right. It's like when Rex Ryan
gets I don't know what the hell you did, but since you lost weight, right, it's not working. So right, go back to being chunky.
Right, we need you chunky again.
We need you chunky, like Santa Claus or the Rudolph. Remember Rudolph? You got to get him chunky, you know?
Exactly, you got to fatten up Santa.
Right, I mean, holy crap, dude.
Nobody likes a skinny Santa. Nobody likes a skinny Patrick Graham.
Right, so we're both, you know, we both agree that they're going to go over 30, and hopefully we're wrong, Jerry, you know?
Hopefully we are, dude. Nice job as always, buddy. Anything else?
No, that's it. Everybody enjoy the game. Right? It's full. It's a late one Sunday, right?
4:25. Yeah, I thought it was 4:15. It's 4:25. Yeah.
AD, by the way.
AD. So, yes.
Yeah, we'll see. Look, games in Dallas are always wild, right, Jerry? So, you know, we expect some wildness, right, Jerry? It always seems like they're wild down here, right, in Dallas. So.
Yep, you never know.
Yeah, Daniel's coming off, you know, a big game. Let's, you know what, Jerry, just quickly before we leave.
Yeah.
We talked a few weeks ago about stacking.
Mm.
Stacking. Mm-hmm. Got to start stacking.
Yeah.
With Daniel, forget about the wins. We got one. Of course, you got to start. I'll talk about Daniel, right? Yeah, stack,
yeah.
Stack.
Yep.
He's starting to stack.
Yeah, somebody asked that question, actually, and I couldn't find it. That's what I was looking for before.
He's starting to stack.
Yes.
So keep the boxes stacked. You know what I mean, Jay? Keep stacking.
Well, Shiano used to say keep chopping. Our motto here is keep stacking.
Keep stacking.
Stacking and cracking, baby.
Right. That's what Daniel needs to do this year, Jerry. Keep stacking, you know? And right now he's doing it. Let's see if he keeps doing it, you know?
All right, guys, to order a subscription to the Giants. Go ahead, Chris. What?
I was going
to
say before Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey come to town.
Yeah. Cut that stack down. All right, Giant fans, to order a subscription to the Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com or go to magster.com for a digital subscription. That's M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. All right, guys, let's do this. Let's beat them in Big D. Remember, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.